You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to Magical Moments with Elena Chapman, the place for you to break free from the norm and celebrate your life, because what we believe in our hearts becomes our reality. This is Magical Moments with Elena Chapman.
Welcome to Magical Moments. I'm your host, Elena Chapman, and it is all about that incredible ease and betterment in your life. And don't we deserve it? I mean, really, this has been a long time in all this corona stuff. And, you know, we're all wondering what the new norm is and everything. So, you know, we need that ease and betterment. And as we have all learned, even though everything is going well for some of us and not so well for others, the ones who are in with a bunch of people, like a family, well, you know, some of us have been in quarantine for 5 weeks, 6 weeks. Now, is that going to try some patience? Yes, it is. But, you know, there's something that I have learned. I'm a mom of three boys. They're all home. And one came back from college. And when one comes back from college, I did the same thing when I came back from college. I just knew everything about how I wanted to run my life. And my son follows right in my footsteps. And he knows exactly how he wants to live his life. So does that cause some conflict? Yes, it does cause conflict, guys. And even though I'm supposed to be this some spiritual guru of types, a spiritual thought leader and soul nurturer, do I sometimes get caught up in the moment? Yes, I'm human. I am human. But this is the thing I do try to do, because I have to remember that we cannot control other people. And that is so hard for us, especially when it's our kids or our mates or, I don't know, sometimes even our friends. But we want them to act the way we expect them to act. And I hate to tell you, but you know what? They have their own minds. They have their own being. They have their own experiences outside of us. Even my kids, they have their own experiences. My kids are all, what, 15, 17, and 20. So they're not around. They're not attached to my side. They are not learning just what I learned. They don't live every day just like I live. They have their own self, first of all, their own soul, that they came down here to have their own experiences and their own, oh gosh, failures, what we deem as failures anyway, their own wins, what we deem as wins. They have their own life that they need to lead to evolve their souls. So with that, I don't think it's right for us to think we can expect how people act. The only person that we can respond and control is ourselves. Okay? You know, I know all of you know that one of my favorite mentors that I had was Dr. Wayne Dyer. Studied all his stuff from the time I was 18 to 38, 36. Oh, I don't know. We don't need to go there. But anyway, I studied a lot of, I mean, everything I could get my hands on. And the one thing he always talked about in the later years was the Lao Tzu's Tao Te Ching book. And the Tao is just translated. It's not a new religion. It's not anything like that. It's the way. And everything in the Tao Te Ching is a way for us to start living more in communion with ourselves and more in communion with God. Okay? No matter what your religion is. So when I was thinking about this, because I have to say this morning I had a little of what I expect from my son and what my son was expecting, which was totally different. And I had to really think about this. And I went to this page in the Tao Te Ching. And it says, it's from the Book of Songs. It says, when you make the handle of an axe by cutting wood with an axe, the model is near at hand. Now, what does that mean? Well, the Tao Te Ching took that and said, thus, in dealing with people, you already have the perfect model of behavior inside you. You know, that in itself is so true. You already have the perfect model of behavior inside you. Just act with integrity according to your true higher nature. Don't do to others what you wouldn't want done to you. Now, I love that. That made me step back and say, wait a minute, why am I doing this? Why am I getting so upset because he doesn't want to do it the way I know it needs to be done? Well, first of all, why is there only one way for that to get done? I had to step back and say, wait a minute, what is this ego thing I'm doing, this ego trip? Why does it have to be one way? And why does it have to be my way? Stop. Let him discover it on his own. And if he wants my advice, he will come back to me. And wouldn't that be what we would want if I was him? Wouldn't we like the chance to be able to try and then have someone there when we want to ask a question? They're there and they open their heart and tell us. They don't punish. They don't say, see, I told you. They just explain and then I can try it again. Don't we all deserve that? And I know that people are driving you crazy in your house. Or maybe not. Maybe you just got this perfect, beautiful family that... You're all angels and there's no problem whatsoever. If you do, I don't mean to laugh. But I do know it. We have to let go a little. Let go of the expectation. Let go of the control. And think from the higher perspective of ourselves. The higher, which is the soul. Also, there's one little hint I wanted to give you today. You know, when you're all cooped up, you don't get a place to hide. Well, this is what I want to tell you. Find a place to hide. You know, and each of you, if you made it a game that each of you could have a day where you could be with yourself, if you're interested in taking it, and you can even do a schedule. I'm doing this with my kids. So that there is a day where I can just be with myself. That means I don't hear, Mom, this needs to be done. Mom, and what about this? Mom, I don't hear all that. My boys are old enough where I can do this. And if they really need me, of course, I'm there. But for the most part, I can read. I can do some growth on my own. I can plan my garden. I'm so excited about my herb garden. I can have this time to just Zen. We all need that little moment. Make it even 2 hours if you're worried about it being too long for a day. Make it, but you need time that is just your own. And when you have that time to just be your own, it is a lot easier than when you come back into the family and being with everyone to actually deal with, you know, thinking from the higher perspective instead of just reacting in chaos. So try that. All right. So that's my magical nugget. I hope you enjoy it. And by the way, guys, you know, we have Ask Elena's. You have questions on anything in these shows. Go ahead to go to soulmanifesto.com and go to the contact page and write in your question. Say, hey, Elena, I listened to Magical Moments and I have this question, and send me the question and I will take care of it on Ask Elena. I love your questions. I love them. So please go to soulmanifesto.com and send me your question, because I'm sure somebody out there doesn't agree with me or doesn't understand how to do it. So let me know. Let me know. All right, guys. I have another fantastic guest for you. I really love this girl. She is a mover and a shaker. And she just shows so much inspiration for people in so many ways, just the way her life went. And so I really wanted to get her on the show. Her name is Melissa Blinkley. She is the founder of the Intuitive Intelligence Academy. Okay. It is the world's leading school for spiritual alchemy and spiritual development. It is a soul and business strategy. She's also number one national bestseller author. Thank you. So am I. International speaker and spiritual thought leader. Ah, we got to get another one on here once in a while, don't we? Now, this is what I love right here. She went from homelessness in 2009. Remember how bad 2009 was? Well, she was homeless. Mine was 2006. No real good explanation, but I was almost homeless. So that's why I relate to her so well. To an international organization by 2016, which is her wonderful intuitive intelligence academy. That is the where she built in 2016. And fabulous. Melissa is on a mission to conscious awareness and spirituality through intuitive intelligence, quantum miracles, and leading the world's largest miracle experiment. We're going to talk about that. Now, with that, I'd like to bring on Melissa and talk a little bit more. I do want to say that she has shared the stage. I do want to say this because this has happened. She has shared the stage with Marianne Williamson, Jack Canfield, both two people that I love and adore and have also shared the stage, and Dr. John DeMartini, who is very cool too. With that, come on, Melissa. We want to talk.
Hi, Elena. Thank you so much for that intro. How so happy to be here today. And I loved your magical moment.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I try to always open up with a nugget because I think it's important. But yeah, I glanced, I thought, oh my gosh, I was just on stage with Marianne Williamson. She was at my event. So lovely woman.
Yeah, she is. She's fantastic.
Yeah. So, all right. Now, we're going to start right from the beginning. So, all right. In 2009, you went from homeless to then 2016, you know, you're rocking and rolling.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you a little bit about what happened?
I do. Yeah, we got to have those backstories, my dear.
Well, it actually starts back even farther than that. I grew up with massive amounts of trauma. I had sexual trauma at a very young age, 10 years old. I was brutally raped at the age of 17. I lost my mother at a very young age. I had gone through a lot of things, but I was a super high achiever. So I was straight A's, you know, everything on the outside and all the sports, all the things. But you would look at my life from the outside and think everything was perfect. But I was suicidal as a teenager. I tried all these different things. And I went to college, got scholarships, was top of my class. You know, so again, everything looked perfect on the outside. Yeah. But I spent years in college. And while I was in college, although I graduated top of my class from Ohio State, I got married and got pregnant and had a kid and did all of the things and got out of college. And right after that happened, 9/11 hit and I lost my corporate six-figure job. And I did what almost any traumatized 22-year-old would do. I became a drug trafficker.
You became a what?
A drug trafficker. Right, exactly. Really? I started trafficking drugs both internationally and across the borders in the U.S. And I spent...
You're kidding.
No.
I've never known one.
Yeah. And I was a super smart, but I was super traumatized. And in that experience of trafficking drugs, obviously I was doing drugs all these different things. So I left that life in 2004 and decided to start to do everything right. And I moved away And that was when, you know, I'm like, oh, I let go of the drugs. I stopped drug trafficking. I went and got a real job again. You know, I moved to Florida. I got out of the environment. And I spent 5 years living in the society of doing the things the right way. And that culminated in 2009 in what I call my coming to Jesus moment, which is when I came home and found out that my partner had left me for our best friend, and that I had been fired from my job because of a sexual harassment situation, and HR fired me, even though I was the one that had filed. And I was evicted from my apartment all within 6 months, and I ended up homeless. And at that moment, I said, I don't understand. I'm doing everything the way that they tell me I should be doing it. Like, I'm not doing drugs. I'm, you know, I've got a regular job. I'm doing everything. What is going on? Like, what is wrong with me?
I turned my life around.
You know, I turned my life around, but And I literally just dropped to my knees and I said, I need another answer. I just need another answer. Please show me the way. And that was the year that I met a woman. Her name is Dr. Eddie Ben-Zion. And she said, you know, you love fitness, you do these things. And I started personal training, even though I wasn't making enough in personal training to actually pay for a home. So I'd live in my car and I would go stay at my friends' houses. And I was in Miami Beach and, you know, I met this woman and she was one of my clients and I was personal training and she didn't know I didn't have a home. And I'd go over to her place, you know, this big, you know, beautiful place in Miami Beach and train her and then go back to my car, you know, whatever, like that. And she said, you know, you should really go to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I was really into Ayurveda at that time. And she's like, you know, that it will really, I think it'll really help you on your path. And I was like, all right. And so I actually signed up to go to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. Their payments were like $200 a month. And I could afford that. I could just afford a place to live. I was I was willing to pay for that over a home. And then eventually I ended up getting another job and getting a home within, but that was what started it for me. It was like, that was like, you know, they call it the gateway drug. The IIN was my gateway into the world of health and spirituality in a different way, because I met Deepak Chopra and I met these different experiences, but it was stuff that I had followed all those years, even when I'd been doing drugs, but I had read the Celestine Prophecy. I had done these things, but I had such amounts of trauma and I had blamed God for so many things that I was like, you know, screw you. Like, you know, that I didn't want to believe any of it. And so then from 2010, when I started my health coaching business, you know, I struggled for those first few years and, you know, really didn't know what I was doing. And I started out as a health coach. I did health coaching and holistic hormone therapy, but my heart and my mind and things were being pulled to even greater stuff. But what started happening is my clients started having instantaneous healings. And it was not just, and I was like, well, it's not just the food then. If it's just the food, then how is somebody that has hypothyroidism all of a sudden 3 months later, the doctor's like, you never took any medication. You're working with this woman and you've done this, this, and this. And all of a sudden you no longer have hypothyroidism. And it turned out it wasn't the food that helped her. It was working on the throat chakra and healing in her voice and her speaking that we were. And I worked at that time with massive amounts of women that had sexual trauma, because that was my issue. Right. And I started putting together the idea that all of these issues in the hormonal and the sacral chakra area and everything that everybody had from all these women that had sexual trauma, it was all related to the trauma and not the food that they were eating. Yes. And, you know, all of the food was at some point, the food and the exercise and the reason they couldn't lose the weight and the hormone issues did become physical, but it all had started from these other patterns and these other things. And I was helping people and they were healing from trauma. They were doing this stuff. And I just started studying and I kept studying and following the leaders and, you know, diving deeper into my own body and healing my own stuff and following all of the great people. You know, and doing that. And it just kind of led after another, kind of like that divine guidance. I had finally just surrendered and said, I don't know what else to do. I'm just going to keep taking one step. And so, by 2016, I had I did my first international speaking engagement in 2016 after being denied my passport. And 15 to do one, finally was able to get all my crap together and grew that business into an international organization and actually opened the academy in 2016, the Intuitive Intelligence Academy.
That's fantastic. You know, I think sometimes we all have to take a hard road you know, so that we can heal, and also to so that we can do greater things in this world. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, absolutely.
And it takes that hard road to really get us to wake up and to see the possibilities. I think if everything was rosy and you were, oh, you got married and you had the 2.5 kids or whatever the normal supposedly is, and the white picket fence and the corporate thing that never changed, you know, you wouldn't have then graduated to major healing. You would still be stuffing stuff way down inside you.
Yeah.
Life would
absolutely
not be. It has to erupt sometimes.
Yep. I actually talk exactly about this, Elena. I call it traumatude. I call it gratitude for the trauma. And I'll have a really, really deep story around what happened with me when I actually realized this, because it was so powerful. So in 2002, around 2001, 2002, my sister was graduating from high school. And at that time I was a drug trafficker. I was dealing drugs. I had my daughter, and I drove back my alma mater to Waynesfield, Goshen, and to see her for this graduation. I hadn't gone home because I never wanted to go back to this place where all these bad things had happened to me, but I, of course, loved my sister. And so I drove back to Waynesfield, and when I did, I drove through what I call the Bermuda Triangle. And Bermuda Triangle was the house that I grew up in, where I had been abused by my father, which sat directly across from the house that I'd been brutally raped in at the age of 17 and locked in a garage, which was catty corner to my grandparents' grocery store that they had owned when I was younger, where I used to go in and play on the registers and meet all the people and stuff. And when you drove into it, literally it made a triangle on the road. And when you drove into that back in 2002, I literally had my daughter in the back seat and my partner next to me. And I had double fingers up, you know, and I'm saying, F you, like, I hate this, like driving through, you know, on drugs. I wasn't on drugs while driving with my daughter, to be clear. I was a decent mother, at least in that aspect. Yeah. Although she had a mother that was selling drugs. But I drove to this graduation. And I remember the moment I was seething with such pain and anger, and I had not healed all of these things. And then fast forward almost 15 years later, in 2016, my daughter's graduating from high school. And my daughter went to a high school near where my alma mater was. It was called Wapakoneta. And she calls me one day, and I'm traveling somewhere in the world. And I made a promise to her senior year, because I had not been the greatest mother to her when she was younger, that no matter what she needed her senior year, I'd fly from anywhere in the world to show up for it. So she calls me. She says, "Mom, I'm running track against your old high school next week. Do you want to come?"
Oh,
and
wow.
I said, "Yeah, I do, actually." And I was literally teaching a retreat in the mountains of North Carolina outside of Asheville, and had to leave when the retreat ended that Friday. I left, drove to Atlanta to get a new flight, and flew from Atlanta to Florida and from Florida to Ohio to make it to this track meet that was on a Tuesday. I rented a car in Columbus, and I drove back to my high school, and I drove through that Bermuda Triangle, and I turned off the engine, and I just started crying, and I put my hands in prayer in front of my heart, and I just said, thank you, because at that moment in my life, I knew and realized that everything that had happened to me, from the mental abuse that I dealt with my grandparents, to the physical abuse from my father, to all of the sexual abuse that I experienced, and that rape, had all brought me to where I was in my life, that I was helping thousands of people at that point. And it was the most powerful experience for me to be able to have such gratitude for my trauma.
Yeah. And that's where people, and when we're healing, that's where we need to get. You know what I mean? That it's that, because every one of us has trauma that we've gone through. If we haven't, I don't think we really have lived or taken chances, or we were born with a silver spoon in our mouth. But I think that when we can actually say, thank you for everything I've gone through, so that I could be of the best service in whatever capacity I'm supposed to serve, then my gosh, you have totally healed. That is the gratitude of healing. That's very powerful. And it's so sad, because I do hope there's someone out there who is holding down all that stuff way down inside. I do hope that you will start to heal. Just start to reach out. Reach out to one of us. Just start to heal, because when you start to heal, oh my gosh, It's something you deserve. It's something you deserve. So tell me a little bit about this little thing, this big thing you have started to form, this intuitive intelligence. What is this?
Yeah, so intuitive intelligence really is, I call it CQ squared, your conscious quotient, right? Like we have your, we have social intelligence, emotional intelligence, we have our IQ, right? All of these things, well, where we're really moving in this midst of this conscious revolution is understanding that your intuitive intelligence, your intuition, your connection to the field, I call it the God field, your connection to the collective consciousness is actually where all of the wisdom is. It is more, more important than all of the other intelligences combined. And yet we're just stepping into an experience where we're learning what intuitive intelligence is and the wisdom behind that and how we can start to access these greater depths of ourselves and even using our intuitive intelligence to access the answers and depths of other people and experiences and diseases. Like we have a training and a certification where we actually teach people how to talk to cancer and a disease and they can, so that they can heal it instantaneously, because what was the root cause or the emotion or the vibration that originally caused these situations? And so by tapping into your intuitive intelligence, you can do that. So I created this academy first to teach people the processes that I had been using, because I was going to walk away from the business originally. And then somebody was like, no, if you're going to stop doing this, you got to teach it. And I said, oh, so I started first training and certifying people and these processes. And then it just grew into now we have tons of other programs. And now we're going to be bringing on new teachers and different things, but it's all around it's, you know, the world's leading school for spiritual alchemy, and alchemy is how do you take nothing and turn it into gold, right? Turn it into something.
Exactly.
And so really this,
transformation.
It's transformation. So it's the idea behind the academy is allowing people to access the science and spirit, the science behind the spirituality, and giving them the left brainers, you know, the people here in the US that need, something to grasp onto so they can start understanding this other world that is actually so real. And allowing them to access that in a deeper way.
You are listening to Magical Moments, and this is a fun and also very, very true dialogue I'm having with Melissa Blinkley. And we're going to be right back, but we're going to delve more into this so-called quantum, which I call the veil. So same thing, different terminology, same thing. So come right back and learn how you can access it.
You're listening to Magical Moments with Elena Chapman, helping you find your inner purpose. Learn more online at soulmanifesto.com.
Welcome back to Magical Moments for that ease and betterment in your life. And we were talking to Melissa Blinkley. We have other things to talk about, but I really, what would you say would be if a person said, okay, I'm interested in this, how do I start tapping into my intuition?
Oh, great question. Because, you know, because I was a health coach first, I love to teach a body-based way of tapping into your intuition, because I think it allows people to learn what their bodies are telling them first, so that you can then learn how to connect into the spirit better. So what I used to teach people when I was health coaching was pay attention to, like, how many times do you eat food and not pay attention to what the food is actually telling you, whether it's good for your body or not. Right. Yes. You'll eat something and two hours later, you want to go to bed, or you drink something and you're wired, or you're right. So the first way,
or you're hungry again.
Yeah. You're hungry again. So one of the first ways, if you've never tapped into your intuition, to start to learn how to do it, that's super simple, is when you eat a food, pay attention to what your body's telling you right when you're eating it and what it says 2 hours later when your body's processing it. And that's going to start to allow you to hear the voices that your body's saying, and everybody eats, and everybody knows what their body's telling them when they don't, whether they want to listen to it or not. You know, when you eat something, if it's not good for you or good for you, or whether, you're not. I learned this really deeply when I had hypothyroidism from being a fitness and figure competitor for years, but I didn't want to take any medications anymore. I stopped everything. This was back in 2009, 2010, when I was healing all this stuff. And I had this massive craving for onions. And so I just eat all raw onion all the time. I'm like, what is it? I guess, And I was like, I guess someday I'll understand why I had this great craving for raw onion. And then eventually it just went away. And it turned out that there's an enzyme in raw onions that actually helps your thyroid to start working and boosting it. And so it was my body's intuition telling me, and that's when I put the connection together. Oh, your body will always tell you what you can't hear with your intuition. Pain is your body and is your intuition telling you to pay attention, but we don't listen to it. Is your shoulder hurting? Is your neck hurting? So first step for anybody that wants to tap into their intuitive intelligence that's never done it before is to listen to the signals from your body and figure them out. And that will give you a doorway into other ways to tap into intuition.
Yes, because you'll feel stronger. You know, with every step, it's the baby steps. You start paying attention to just how am I eating? Does it make me feel good or not? How often am I eating? Do I really need to eat? What is my, you tune into your body. And then you start to trust when the pain comes, you start to trust the foods that they want. Then all of a sudden you start listening to other things. It's just, it leads to one step after another. Everybody who listens to my show knows I always talk about what about Bob? Because it's baby steps, baby steps, baby steps. But it grows into this massive, wonderful place to be. And we owe it to ourselves to start tapping into intuition. So now let's take the other word. Because you have the quantum, which we know. How do we access the quantum? I love that word. It feels good when you say it.
Right. Well, so right now, you know, I'm moving into this new world. We're hearing a lot about quantum and quantum physics and quantum mechanics. Yes. Right. Yes. And the quantum, it really, in a layman's or simple terms, is the smallest, it's the energy, right? It's what we're all made of. We believed in Newtonian principles for so long that that matter existed and that everything was solid, and there was these principles that that we all followed, but it turns out that everything at its core is energy, and in that core, that vibration is where we can step into. So the quantum, when I talk about quantum miracles and things like that, is really about allowing people to understand that if you can step into the space in between the matter, the space in between our thoughts, the space in between everything, you're going to access an infinite field of possibilities that's going to allow you to create your life and heal, you know? Yes. And so you don't have to be a scientist or even understand quantum mechanics, which I've studied, and it's very, you know, it takes a long time to really understand those things.
Oh, it does. Right. But it's cool. It does. I have a fascination for science, so I'm always reading that stuff.
Oh, I'm such a nerd. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Me too. Yeah. And, but it's quantum for the listeners out there, quantum physics really was started. My son is majoring in physics and optics, and the physics side is a lot of theories about how our world works and the laws of theories. But quantum was developed because they wanted to do the leap in physics to jump from what was always taught to the newest possibilities. And it actually, if you guys get on, what is it called? There's it really started with the slit experiment. And if you go on YouTube and watch the slit experiment, it is an excellent, it was the first real quantum experiment that showed that perception changes matter.
Yes.
And that's fascinating. So it's worth watching. Yeah. So now how do you bring quantum in?
So what we do is we teach people how to actually step into, get out of the physical, the known, the experience that you're in right now. Like every moment of every day, like look at your life right now, look around. Everything that you've created from your previous beliefs, your experiences, everything you are. But if you want to create something new, or if you want to shift your past, or if you want to heal your trauma, the only way that you're going to be able to do that and have it really be lasting is to step out of the known, step out of what you believe you know and what is existing for you right now that's created your current life, and step into this space in between, the gap, the unknown, the place where all the energy exists. I like to do what I call the elevator theory. So imagine that you're in a hotel and you get on the elevator and you push button two. And button two, you walk onto it. That's your life right now. You're on level two. That's the elevator. Your perception is everything that's on floor number two. But guess what? All those floors, other floors exist. You just don't see them right now because your perception is only allowing you to see floor number two. So what we want to do is get you off of that floor back into the elevator so that you can shift into another floor, into another level. And that's where we can have quantum leaps and where you can shift timelines and where you can step into something magical. So if what you want is actually on hotel floor number 7, or maybe it's down there in the basement, but you don't know how to get it, we've got to work on stepping you energetically and shifting your beliefs and shifting the way that you perceive the world so that you can live in this quantum and literally see things change instantaneously. I've had people stand on stage and literally heal something instantaneously in front of me. And that's because they stepped off of their perception.
And something happened with the recording. We were talking to Melissa Blinkley, but I do know everything that this whole quantum miracle, which we are going to talk more about, and I'll let you know what she had in mind. You know, guys, these quantum places to live, the quantum, as Melissa calls it, and lifting the veil, what I call it, living between veils, is a place where the miracles do happen. And the miracles can be small or they can be very big. Like Melissa talks about the instant healings. Do those happen? Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do. And I've had personal experience where I have had to, I didn't want to go under the knife. I had some time and I healed myself. I did not say heal and I healed myself. I called on God, a higher source, and I felt the healing that spirit did. And I was healed. And I never had to go under the knife because I couldn't find what they had said was wrong to begin with. Now, isn't that incredible? Now, that is very true. But does it have to be only that drastic? No. No, no, no. It's a magical place. And that's why I do what I do to help you get there. Melissa does what she does to get there. But it is a place where, for instance, you see things happen. You can access, in other words, the things that really add life to you, such as just simple stuff. I wanted a marketer. I wanted a really good marketer to take my business to the next level. And I thought, how are we going to get that? I don't know anyone like that. And oh my gosh, he came knocking at my door. Well, not literally, but you know, he was sending me emails saying, hey, I am available. I've heard really good things about you. This guy has worked with the top people in the world. I don't know him, but now I do. And little things like I needed someone to help me with my lawn because I lost my person. And literally on my door was this person who was perfect for me. The universe, when you live in that veil, it's like everything just sort of happens. I like to just watch life sort of unfold. And the opportunities that come to me in so many ways, like what I just explained to you, just make more ease and flow in my life. But how do you get there? Well, that's how I teach. But more importantly, I want to talk about what Melissa has going on, because you might be interested in looking at this. You can always contact me, but you know, she's got this incredible Quantum Miracle Mastery series coming out. Now, this is special. I'm actually speaking on it, and she has got all these leaders, all these incredible people, and I'm so honored. Oh my gosh, you don't know how honored I am. I'm very honored to be part of this. But we're all going to show how you can start tapping in to living in the quantum or between the veil. Now, the happiness and the miracles are what we're here to celebrate and what we're here. Life should not be hard. It's funny, we all feel like that we have to suffer on this world. But do you know, we aren't. We're not meant to suffer. We can access so much. We are not supposed to suffer. We didn't sit in a beautiful place in heaven or in mass consciousness, whatever you prefer to believe, up there with God, with everything, and say, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get down there and suffer. I can't wait to get down there and feel stuck. I can't wait to get down there and just be miserable. We didn't say that. And we do not have to stay in that place of misery or stuckness. But sometimes when we're in that stuckness, or when we're not happy, we don't know how to find our way out. And that's when we need help. And that's why you listen to shows like this. And this is also why you think about programs like this Quantum Miracle, to really get things back in order. Or you contact people like me. That's what we're here for. We've all been there. We've all had experiences that bring us basically to our knees. It's how do we rise out of that? And it is baby steps, but with each baby step, oh my gosh, the revelations that come and the feelings that you get with each step you take, you've really fully accessed that part of you, that beautiful, incredible soul, and you start to quiet all the critical mind, then the soul starts to take off and it starts to connect to everything in the universe. And I also have to say, what also happens, yes, the miracles come, but the love that you begin to feel, the love for people, the love for animals, the love for this world, the tolerance. You know, I opened up the beginning of the show talking about how, you know, living with our families in these very close environments for a little while, and how tempers can soar, and how I even had to go to the Tao to look at something to give me some perspective and get me back to where I want to be. But I'll tell you, it's all, what it did was it got me back to the love. I got out of the frustration and back into the love of my soul. And when you look through to this world with love, and I know that beats everything we're told. It's supposed to be logic and step and strategy and intention and always goals and always projections and it makes my head ache. Yes, it's important to have an idea of what you want, and of course it's good to have a plan. But when you look at the world through the eyes of love, then you always have higher perspective in your view. Even when you're making plans for your life, even when you're making plans for your business, even when you're trying to have intention when you're going into that networking group and talking, if you look through the eyes of love, you will walk into that group that you are networking with, and you will suddenly, because you're accessing a greater part, your higher self, what some people call, I call the soul, you are actually going to walk in there and start connecting to people in a much deeper way that sometimes they don't even understand, but they know they want more of you. You're like the shade tree in the drought of the desert. It really is love. So when you start tapping in to the intuition and the imagination. Things that we have always been told, you know, Elena, sister, I forget her name, Sister Jackie, maybe it was, I forget. She said, Elena, you're not paying attention. You're daydreaming again. And I thought, well, sister, yeah. It's a lot more fun. Well, yes, it was more fun. Why? Because I was accessing. Imagination is what, my gosh, that is where it brings us into that between the veils in the quantum. It is a place where anything is possible. Steve Jobs developed the holding a computer in your hand for an iPhone. It's where Henry Ford started to have horseless carriages. It's where so many developments, everything happens in that quantum or it, between the veils, because that an imagination, intuition, two of the most powerful of the six gifts, I think, in of the gifts that were given to us spiritually. My gosh, they access everything. It's learning to trust them. It's learning to trust ourselves. So the Quantum Miracles Mastery is going to be taking place in May. And I am, like I said, I am on this, which is just an incredible, incredible, I don't know, honor that I'm just so pleased to be on it. And Melissa is, she's just proof of the pudding in so many ways of what she teaches. It's how to create miracles today and heal anything in a 7-day, it's a 7-day online course. All right. So it's online. You don't have to go anywhere. And it's in the midst of this conscious revolution. And I think this is a conscious revolution. I mean, if you can survive in the house away from people, you're either an extreme introvert or you are starting to raise your consciousness or you're going crazy. But you will get. What we're going to do is we're going to have lessons from world-class spiritual leaders, cutting-edge scientists, authors at the top of their respectable field, helping to unlock your quantum consciousness and stay grounded. Now, so this whole program is like to introduce you into this world of the between the veils or the quantum. I do have to say, I really had times in my life where I wasn't there. I was an unconscious competent for a very long time. And I mean, magical, magical things would happen. Who, you know, like for one time I was just starting this choir that someone wanted me to start at one of the local colleges, universities. And someone heard me, another conductor heard me, and she thought I was so good, and it was her old choir that I was conducting, and she loved what I did so much, she came up to me after the concert, and she said, oh my God, you have to get your doctorate, because I had my master's, I had 3 degrees. I said, well, okay. It sounded good to me. I kind of went along with that. She said, I'll pick you up tomorrow. You're going to follow me down to the university. I'm going to get you in that day. Now, who has that happen to them? Who has that usually happen? That's the kind of life I lived. And then when I lost it, and I came down into what I like to call the mundane, the heaviness, the waking up in the morning and feeling the hardness, the lack of magic, everything had to be made to be done. There was a lot of fear. There was a lot of worry. There was a lot of disassociation between people. There was a lot of dislike. There was a lot of just plain hardness. And heaviness, the dialogue between people was negative. I could just feel the heaviness of everything. And finally, I said, I can't do this anymore. I cannot live this way. I don't think any of us needs to live this way. None of us has to wake up in the morning feeling like we can't achieve something. None of us have to wake up in the morning feeling like we have to face another day. We all owe it to ourselves to find a way to get back into the magic of life. We all need to access the law of attraction. And it really is starting to live in the quantum or in the between the veils, where the magic is, where everything is opportunities. You're not even, you're on the vibration of the wonderful opportunities, but more than that, they're falling into your lap. Unbelievably. And that's how it's supposed to be. We are supposed to be high conscious thinkers. We're supposed to be living in a world where we believe in ourselves, that we love who we are, that we love other people, and we don't do so much harm because we're coming from love. We are supposed to be developing. We are supposed to be growing. Our soul is here to expand and to express. And anytime we're not doing one or the other, that's when we feel like we are stuck. So you owe it to yourself, if you are not happy with your life, do something about it. Do something about it. Some of you may be interested in going to the intuitiveintelligentacademy.com. On there, you will see a link to this wonderful Quantum Miracles Mastery program. And I'm trying to see if I can get you I will try to have a direct link on this program for you to be able to access that. But if you go to intuitiveintelligenceacademy.com, it is also listed there. Or message me. We have a wonderful group, by the way. I do want to tell you about it. The Green Terra group, which is a free group that's also on soulmanifesto.com. It meets Thursday nights at 7. We talk about concepts like this. So if this intrigues you, and if you have a voice about it, and you might not agree with it all, that's okay. Come and discuss. It's a free discussion and sharing group. And we have a lot of fun. This week we talked about identity. Identity. What is our identity? Is it holding us back? Is it helping us or hurting us? Is it bogging us down? Or do we feel like we can move mountains with it? Does it help us grow or does it keep us the same? What is it? Identity about ourselves, identity of other things. How can we start to use identity that helps us to grow higher in the consciousness and start to lift that veil so that the magic comes? This is called magical moments for a reason, because that's where I live and that's where I want to bring you. So take a look. It's at soulmanifesto.com. Green Terra Group. It pops right up there. Put your email in so I can send you the Zoom link. We meet Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern time zone. Other than that, keep looking into the magical moments and the quantum miracles and things that help you grow. And most of all, know this, folks. You have so much magic inside of you. You have everything you need to become the person that you want to become. You have everything you need to become someone who thinks from a higher perspective. You just have to access it. That's all. That's all you have to do. As always, stay connected to that beautiful soul inside. Get connected to that beautiful soul inside. Ah, it's a beautiful place. And also get connected to everyone around you from a distance for right now. And then always, always stay connected to Source. Namaste.
This has been Magical Moments with Elena, featuring Elena Chapman. If you miss an episode, you can download it now from your favorite podcast platform, including iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn, CastBox, Deezer, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts.